We are still at the beginning of Malachim Aleph. It took us a little longer than usual to get through the first parak. The second parak happens to be fairly long as well, but let's see if we can manage to get through the entire thing, as I think we will probably break for Sukkot after today. Next week, everybody's going to be getting ready, and then the week afterwards is Chol Moed, and Mirtz Hashem will pick up. We'll pick up after that. So we are Malachim Aleph, Perek Beis. So says the Navi. Says the Navi like this. So again, we're talking about towards the end of the life of David HaMelech, and David was getting older. Hi, David was getting older, and Adoniyahu had attempted to try and take the Malchus for himself. And instead of that, eventually, David was able to overcome, as it were, and Shlomo was appointed to be the king. And that's kind of where we left off. So again, Bathsheba made sure that her son Shlomo was going to be able to take over as the Melech. And that brings us to the second parak. So the Navi tells us, in Pasuk Aleph, Vayikrivu Yimei David Lamus. And the end of David's life was coming near. Vayitzav as Shlomo ben Olimor. And he gave instructions, he gave a tzava, as it were, a parting message to Shlomo, with some very, very important instructions. So what did he tell Shlomo? So the Anochi Holech Badara Kol Haaretz. I'm going to go like the way of the world, the way of the world. People get older. And they move on to the Olam HaEmes. V'chazakta v'hayisa le'ish. And you need to be strong, and you need to be a man. You need to grow into it. Why shouldn't he be a man? Well, Shlomo HaMelech at the time was only 12 years old. So he was quite young to be taking over the Malchus. King Charles makes him look like a baby. So it's an important task that he has, and he needs instruction from his father as to how he was going to act. V'shamartas m'sheres Hashem alokecha l'leches b'drachav v'shmerchu kosov mitzvosav v'shut avedosav kakasub v'soras Moshe. So the first step is make sure to keep the mitzvos. If you are the king of the Jewish people and you're going to be a good king, you need to make sure that the Torah is your guiding force. L'man taskili es kol asher taseh v'es kol asher tefne misham. Not only because you have to do the mitzvos, but because by doing the mitzvos and engaging in a life of Torah, that is going to influence everything else that you are going to be able to do. The man pasuk dalid yakim Hashem es divaros, that Hashem should fulfill His words. Hashem diber alai lemor, that He spoke at me saying, imishmru v'nachas darkam lechas afanai b'emes, that if you, David, have descendants who are going to follow in my ways. With all of their hearts, then the kingship, the monarchy, is going to flourish, and it's going to be passed down from generation to generation. And now he seems to give him very, 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 very specific instructions related to a few particular characters. A few particular people that David had unfinished business with, and they needed to be dealt with, and you have to make sure that you deal with them properly. So Pasuk Hey starts the first instruction. So the first thing he says is that you know what Yoav did. Now, what did Yoav do? If you remember back to Shmuel Beis, Yoav killed two of the generals. He killed Avner and he killed Amasa. Again, exactly what his justifications were we have to go back over there and review a little bit. But he was inappropriately killed him. That's what it says. Vayasim demei milchama b'shalom. It was a peaceful time. It was not the time of war, and therefore they should not have been. They should not have been killed, and therefore He deserves to be killed. Vasisa kechach masecha velo sered savasol b'shalom shaol. It says, use your wisdom. What does that mean, use your wisdom? Well, basically, the Radak explains that what David was telling Shlomo was, you need to come up with some sort of plan where everybody is going to realize that Yoav did something wrong. That Yoav did something wrong, and therefore devise some sort of plan in which it will be clear that Yoav is guilty. And again, because, you know, he did a lot of good also. He was a good general. So people are going, it's not going to bode well for you with people if they don't have a clear reason as to why it is that you're punishing him. So come up with some sort of plan. But don't allow him to die of old age. Meaning, you need to do something to him. Okay, so that was the first instruction, was make sure you take care of business with Yoav in the proper way. The next one relates to the descendants of Barzillai HaGiladi. Barzillai HaGiladi was a person who was loyal to David HaMelech throughout the time that he was running away from Avshalom. Barzillai was there, and Barzillai was making sure that he had what to eat and that he was taken care of, and he was always loyal to me, and therefore you should remain loyal to his children. They should always be welcome at your table. Whatever happens to them, you should always look out for them, because during the low point of my life, when I was running away from your brother Avshalom, they took care of me. Then the next person, Vine Imcha Shimi ben Geira ben Hayimini Bacharim, Vuhu Kilalani Klolonim Retzes, Biyom Lechti Machanayim, Vuhu Yaradik Rasiya Yardain Vashavalo Vashem Lemor Imam Misicha Becharev. So Shimi ben Geira was a bit of a complicated person, right? He's from the Sheva Binyamin. And on the day when David HaMelech was running away in the carriage of Avshalom, and Shimi thought this was the end, Shimi was cursing at him. Shimi was cursing at him during the rebellion of Avshalom. Afterwards, when David crossed the Yarden back to Yerushalayim, Shimi begged his forgiveness, and David swore to Shimi that he would not kill him. However, and that is David's explanation for why he didn't kill him. But he said he still deserves death, the way that you treated a king. And again, it seems to me he's trying to set a certain tone for Shlomo, that again, you are the king, and you have to be a nice king, and you have to be a good king, but there are certain things that you cannot, that you cannot tolerate, and you cannot allow to continue if you want your malchus to be successful. And therefore, you are the one, you need to figure out what to do with him. And here also, he tells them that you are a wise person and you need to figure out a way to get him to be deserving of death. And then he will, again, even though he's on the older side, don't let him die naturally. You need to make sure to use your chachma to figure out how to punish him. Okay. Those were the instructions that he gave to Shlomo. Vayishkav David HaMavosa vayikaver be'ir David. And David HaMelech passes away. David HaMelech dies. Vayomim the Navi summarizes the days Hashem Malach David al Yisrael arbo imshon. He was king for 40 years. Bechevron Malach Sheva Shanim. He is king. His monarchy was centered in Hebron for 7 years. Will be Yerushalayim Malach 33 years in Yerushalayim. Ushlomo Yashava Kisei David Aviv Vatikon Malchuso Maor, and Shlomo took over and his kingship began to be established. Okay. Things are good. Now what happens? Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayavo Adon Yahu ben Chagis el Basheva im Shlomo v'tom ha-shalom bo'echa v'yomer shalom. Adon Yahu, so again, Adon Yahu was the older brother of Shlomo, who was the one who wanted to be the king, and he was the one who attempted this rebellion of sorts against Shlomo and tried to insert himself as the king, and Basheva, together with David, put an end to it. And Adon Yahu now sees that Shlomo has succeeded as the king, And now he comes to, not to Shlomo, but to Shlomo's mother, to Bathsheba. And she asks him, listen, are you coming to make a fight? Are you coming in peace? He says, I'm coming in peace. Vayomer davar li elayich, vatomer davar. Can I talk to you about something? And she says, sure, go ahead and speak. Vayomer. And he says to her, at yada'at ki li haysa hamlucha. You know that the kingship was really supposed to be mine. V'olai samo kol yisov p'nei hamlucha. And everybody wanted me to be the king. V'atisov hamlucha v'atilachi. And then it worked itself out that the kingship, the monarchy, went to my brother. Ki me Hashem ha'isalo. That was what Hashem obviously wanted. But again, I was the one who was really deserving to be the king. I am the older son, and the people wanted me. V'atah. And now, Shelo achas anuchi shelo meitach. I want a favor. One favor. Al toshivi es panai v'atomri lov daber. Please don't turn me away. And she said, speak. And he said, Imri nali Shlomo HaMelech, go tell Shlomo, ki lo yashiv es panayich, because he's not going to say no to you, you're his mother. V'yiten li es Avishag HaShunamis li'isha. I want to marry Avishag HaShunamis. Avishag HaShunamis, back in Parak Aleph, was the woman who was not a full-fledged wife of David HaMelech, but had been the aide, as it were, to take care of David HaMelech towards the end of his life, when he had these very, very cold bouts. Vatomar bas sheva tov, anochi adaber alecha el hamelach. No problem, I will speak for you to the king. I will speak for you to the king. Now, what was Adoniyahu's calculation here? Now, Adoniyahu was not an idiot. Adoniyahu understood and figured this was his last attempt to try and get the malchus. If people see that the king gives over one of the former king's wives or quasi-wives, obviously she's not going to be able to marry a commoner. It must be that he is the king. And he will use that to try and push himself in as the new king. Bathsheba was not sensitive to this ploy that he had in mind, but he was coming with an innocent request. And therefore convinced his mother, who, again, Adoniyahu realized, is the one person that maybe is going, if he would have come and asked for it, it would have for sure been no. But if his mother comes, then that will be convincing. And that was the backdrop. Again, not explicit, but implicit in what Adoniyahu asked for. Pasuk Yutes. Vatavo Bathsheva el HaMelech Shlomo l'daber lo al Adoniyahu. So Bathsheba comes to her son, the king, to speak about what Adoniyahu said. Vayakam HaMelech l'krasa. And the king Shlomo gets up when she comes in, and bows down, and he sits back on his throne. And he puts a special seat next to him, the king's mother, and sits to his right. And she says, I have a small favor to ask from you. Don't turn me away. Okay, sure, ask. I'll never say no to you. Vatomer, and she says, Yutanes Avishag Ashunamis Adoniyahu Achicha Lisha. Give Avishag to your brother Adoniyahu as a wife. Vayan HaMelech Shlomo Vayomer Limo. And Shlomo, you can sense a little bit of a sarcastic side to him. And he says, responds to his mother, why are you just asking for Avishag? Why don't you just ask me to give over the entire monarchy to him? He's the older one. And he has, alongside him, Evyasar and Yoav. What was it? Shlomo understood exactly what Adoniyahu was trying to do. He knew that this request did not come from his mother, and that Adoniyahu was trying to take advantage of the relationship that he had with his mother in order to be able to do this. He understood the trickery. He understood exactly that only a king would be able to marry Avishag. And he also knew, why does it mention Evyasar and Yoav at the end of the pasuk? And the Farshim explained, he also knew that Adoniyahu didn't come up with this on his own. Adoniyahu is still surrounded with the same no-goodniks, Evyasar HaKohen, and Yoav, and they were still trying to see what they could do to help Adoniyahu take the throne from Shlomo. And to that, Vayishava HaMelech, Shayishava HaMelech Shlomo B'Hashem Lemor. And so Shlomo took a shvua to Hashem, saying, Ko yaseh li Elokim v'chol yaseh, he swears by the name of Hashem, ki b'nafsho diber Adoniyahu. I know that these words were spoken by Adoniyahu. V'atachai Hashem rachinani, Hashem rachinani v'yoshivana g'yisei David Avdiya. I swear by Hashem, who put my father on this and put me onto this throne. V'asher asili bayis kasher diber, who's made my house like this. Ki hayom yumas Adoniyahu. So Morid b'malchus, he rebelled against the king. The punishment is death. He understood exactly what Adoniyahu was trying to do. He said, I swear that by the end of today, Adoniyahu will be dead. V'ayishlach ha-melech Shlomo b'yad b'nayahu ben Yehoyada. V'ayifka bo v'ayamos, he sent b'nayahu ben Yehoyada, who was at this point one of his right-hand men, and relied on him. And he sent him to kill Adoniyahu. V'ayifka bo v'ayamos. And he executed Adoniyahu. But now, Shlomo's got a whole series of people that he needs to deal with. He needs to deal with the people that were on the list from David, and he also needs to deal with the people that were helping out Adoniyahu here, because he clearly did not have their loyalty, and they were part of this plot to undermine the king. Ulev Yasara Kohen Amar HaMelech Anasos Leich Al Sadecha. And to Abiyasara Kohen, he said, go to Anasos, where your field is, and stay there. Ki ish maves ata, you deserve death. Ubayom hazeh lo amisecha, but I won't kill you today. Ki nasas asaron Hashem Elokim lifnei David Avi, because you were the one, and there was a certain recognition for what he had done in the past. You were the one who was the Kohen Gadol. You were the one who carried the aron in front of my father. V'chi hisanisa b'chol asher hisana Avi, and you suffered together with my father. Even though at the end you went against him, but still that was enough that he did not feel comfortable. So he banished him. Said, just get out of here and go to your field. Vaygar Shlomo Yosar Meyos Kohen Hashem. He told him you're no longer a Kohen. Obviously, he can't remove his status as a Kohen, but he says you're not entitled to come to the Beis Hamikdash. Stay far away. You're not entitled to do anything. And this was actually a fulfillment of Hashem's curse that anybody from the house of Eli were not going to be able to serve as leaders in the Beis HaMikdash, and now he's been publicly banished. Okay, so he took care of Adoniyahu, and he took care of Evyasar. From the people with Adoniyahu, he still needs to take care of Yoav, and Yoav is a little bit of an overlap, because he also had to take care of Yoav from what David HaMelech told him. So pasuk chavches v'ashmua ba ad Yoav, and now the news of what's going on reached Yoav, and Yoav realized, wait, if he killed Adoniyahu and he banished Avyasar, I'm not in very good shape right now. Ki Yoav nato acharei Adoniyahu v'acharei Avshalom lo nato, because even he went after Adoniyahu, even though he did not go after Avshalom, but he knows he's in trouble. So what does Yoav do? The only place he could possibly go and save himself was Vayganas Yoav at Lowel Hashem, Ayachazeg Bekarnos Mizbech. He ran to the Mishkan and he held on to the Mizbech. The halacha is that if you're holding on to the Mizbech, it's like being on being like the safety zone if you're playing like tag or something like that. You can't touch the person when he's on he's safe when he's touching the Mizbech. There's nothing he could do if he's holding on to the corners of the Mizbech. Vayugad Lamelech Shlomo Kinas Yoav at Lowel Hashem. And Shlomo heard that Yoav had run to the Ol Hashem, v'ne'etzal mizbech, and that he was next to the mizbech, v'yishlach Shlomos b'nayo ben Yehoda lemor lech pega bo. So he sent b'nayo to go and to kill Yoav. So what was his plan? That's again, David HaMelech had told him what? That you need to come up with some sort of plan that would make it clear to everybody that he deserved death. And he figured out that this would be his opportunity. He needed to show that there was some sort of rebellion. By Yoav grabbing on to the Mizbeach, and he felt him, he kind of was trying to show himself, where Doc says that he's beyond the reach of the king, that in and of itself is showing that he's rebelling against the king, right? The only reason that he's running there is to run away from the king. That in and of itself is a clear enough rebellion, and would give him the opportunity to be able to respond. So he sends Benayo over there. Vayavo Benayo al Ol Hashem, Pasuk Lamed. Benayo comes to the tent of Hashem. Vayomer Elov and says, Ko Amar HaMelech Tzei. The king says to leave. Vayomer Lo. No, Tifo Amos. So at that point, he defied the order of the king. Everybody will understand that he's obligated to die. He says, no, I'm going to die over here. Now it seems to be that technically speaking, the Rashi explained the Mizbeach would not protect him. That the Mizbeach is protection is limited in some ways. Maybe it's only somebody who is a Rotzeach Meshogeg, but it's not just a magic spot that prevents somebody from that protects somebody from being killed. On the flip side, killing somebody when they're next to the Mizbeach, it's pasnished. You know, it doesn't seem like it's going to be Mitame, the Mishkan. And that's what Yehovah's plan was. If I'm going to die, I'm going to take you down with me. I mean, the Mizbeach is going to become Tameh. Things in the Mikdash are going to become Tameh. So Benayo wasn't comfortable with that. Not that he wasn't allowed to do it, but he wasn't comfortable. And he decided that before acting, I've been having this back and forth discussion, right? It wasn't just I spoke to Yehovah, it wasn't just what Yehovah said, but Kohanani. I was involved in negotiations and debate with Yehovah to try and figure out how we're going to deal with him. This is what he said. Vayomer lo amelach asei kasher diber upekabo kvarto vasirosa demechinam asher shafach yov me'alai u'me'al beisi. He says, just do it. Just do it. Let him die over there. If that's really what he wants, let him die over there. Let's get rid of him. Let's bury him. We need to remove him from this world. Again, because he deserves punishment, not just for what he did to me, but my father's house as well. He killed two righteous, good people. With the sword, and he did it against the wishes of David, when he killed Amasa and Avner. And he deserved to be punished for that. And the punishment deserves to go back on his head. Because Hashem promised that he's going to bring peace onto the descendants of David, which is what I am trying to defend. So what does Benayahu do now that he has this instruction from Shlomo HaMelech again? He kills him. And they brought him to his house and they buried him on his family plot. Okay, so now he is taking care of Benayo, he's taking care of Adoniyahu, he's taking care of who else? Adoniyahu and Avyasar HaKohen. So who is left? He still needs to take care of Shimi. Vayitena melech et Benayo ben Yehoyada tach tov al hatzava v'sadok ha-doreina san ha-melech tach az Avyasar. So before the story continues, there are some replacements in terms of the rankings of the new monarchy. Now that Yoav is out of the picture, Benayahu becomes the new general, and Tzadok HaKohen takes over for Avyasar as being the Kohen Gadol. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayishlach HaMelech vayikro l'Shimi. And the king calls Shimi. Now Shimi had no part in the rebellion of Adoniyahu. But again, it was as part of the instructions in terms of that he had cursed David HaMelech and deserved to be punished for that. Vayomer lo, and he told him, B'nei lecha bayis b'Yerushalayim v'yashav tasham. Build for yourself a house in Yerushalayim. Okay, it sounds like there are worse punishments. V'yashav tasham, and you have to stay there. V'lo seitze misham ane v'ana. And you are not allowed to leave. You're not allowed to leave. Not allowed, basically putting him under house arrest. On the day that you leave Yerushalayim and you pass over Nachal Kidron, you are going to be deserving of death. Okay, so Shimon goes to Asen. Prague wasn't thrilled about it, but he realized that under the circumstances, and considering that Shlomo has been taking care of a lot of other business as he's become king, okay, I'll stay in Yerushalayim, and he stayed there for many days. Vayhi mikeitz shalosh shanim, and it was the end of 3 years. Vayivrechu shnei avadov l'shimi alachish ben macha melkas. Two slaves of Shimi ran away to Achish, the king of Gas. Vayagidu l'shimi lemor, hinei avadacha begas. Your slaves ran away to Gas. Vayakam Shimi vayachavosh eschamaro vayelech gata elachish. Nevakesh es avadov vayelech Shimi vayaves avadov migas. And he went to go fetch his slaves. Vayugadu Shlomo kielach Shimi Yerushalayim Gas vayashov. And word came to Shlomo, that he was and went to Gas, and then he came back. And Shlomo was like, wait, one second, we had a deal. Vayishlach Hamelach vayikrel Shimi vayomer lo halo ishpaticha b'Hashem. We swore by God. Vayibachal mar biyom tizra rabbe lachta anev ana yadote dalkei mostubus, that you're going to get killed if you leave. Vatomrei lai tova davar shamati. And you said, good, you agreed. Umadu lo shemarta shvas Hashem. Why didn't you keep the promise you made? Ve'asam mitzvah shiratzivis yalecha, and the commandment that I put upon you. Ve'amar ha'melech el shemi, ato yadata is kol ra asher yadol v'avcha, asher osis lo dovid avdi. You only know the truth about what you really thought about my father. I mean, you articulated some of it in curses, but it was much deeper than that. Ve'ishiv Hashem esrascha b'roshacha. And Hashem should return upon you evil onto your head. V'amelech Shlomo baruch, and the king of Shlomo is blessed. King Shlomo is blessed. V'chisei David yenachon ifnei Hashem adolam, and the kingdom of David is what's really going to last against your wishes. V'itzav Hamelech es binayo ben Yehoyado v'yitzev v'yifkabo v'yamos, and binayo takes care of business here as well. V'amelecha nachona v'yad Shlomo, and the kingdom became established firmly under the hands of Shlomo. I think Reb Chaim Shmulevitz writes, I didn't have a chance to look it up, but he wonders, why did he leave? He knew what was going to happen. He knew what was going to happen. It was just two slaves. Why was he going to leave? Why would he leave? I think he talks about that once somebody tells you that you can't do something, that's when you have this stronger push to do it. Had Shlomo not told him, then made him swear that he had to leave, there wouldn't have been as big a taiva from doing, okay, so he would have let his slaves go. But once it was in place, and there was you're not allowed to do it, so I guess the mayim genuvim mimtako, right? It becomes like there's something which is driving you. Now there's a yetzer to do it, and that he was unable to withstand. Okay, so Gemar Chasim HaTova. So again, I think we'll reconvene after Sukkot. Hello to all the KBY Zatzes over there. And, okay, Gemar Chasim HaTova. Take care.